A judge investigating the Beirut port explosion in Lebanon in 2020 has been summoned by Lebanon's top prosecutor. Tariq Bitar has been charged with mishandling the inquiry, but he's refusing to step down. People gathered at the Justice Palace in the capital demanding accountability for the disaster. On Wednesday, the prosecutor also ordered the release of all those detained in the case. More than 200 people were killed in the blast when improperly stored chemicals ignited. Zeina Khodr is following developments from Beirut.
A legal showdown between Lebanon's chief prosecutor and the lead judge looking into the case of the Beirut port explosion is now spilling onto the streets. Family members of the victims, they are angry. They are trying to storm and raid the Justice Palace. They believe that the ruling establishment, whether it's the politicians, whether it's high-ranking security officials, and even some members of the judiciary, are trying to evade justice. The investigation from the start has been repeatedly stalled by political interference. In fact, it was put on hold for more than a year until a few days ago. The lead judge in the case, Tariq Bitar, he decided to resume the investigation. He had been facing a number of legal cases put forward by ministers he called suspects and charged them with criminal negligence. He says that they have no right to put him on the side, and he wants to continue his investigation. He charged a number of high-ranking security officials. The response from the chief prosecutor, who is, of course, backed by the political establishment, is that Tariq Bitar's orders will not be implemented and that any decision he makes will not be taken into account. But Tariq Bitar is standing his ground. He says he's still the judicial investigator. He will continue his investigation. He will not step down. He will not appear for summoning because the chief prosecutor summoned him. And that even if it means that he will be locked behind bars, he will still issue an indictment. So for people here, this is a battle between right and oppressed. Many people have lost their children in that blast. They want answers. They want to know who brought the ammonium nitrate into the country and stored it unsafely at the port.
Paula Yacobian is a member of the Lebanese parliament, and she says while most politicians and officials have tried to delay investigations into what happened, a handful of politicians do want to see the guilty punished.
The corrupt junta in Lebanon is trying again to get away with all the crimes that they're doing. So we have these criminals trying to stop the only judge who is defending today his investigation, and he is insisting to continue what he started. Let me remind you that there was a previous judge, Fadi Sawan, who was on the same track, going in the same path, and he was stopped also by a political meddling in the judiciary. And here again, this time they're trying to stop Judge Bitar, but he's not stopping. Right now, in the Parliament of Lebanon, we have a sit-in, an ongoing sit-in since 1 week. My colleague here, Dr. Najat Saliba, and MP Melhem Khalaf, they decided to stay in the parliament since last Thursday. And one of the reasons is definitely to elect a president in Lebanon, but also to put on track the Beirut blast and to make sure that justice will be served in this country.